Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. So I'm commenting on the kerfuffle in Whitehall, because Sir Keir Starmer's chief of staff, Sue Gray, she left her role just, was it 4 days ago, saying she was becoming a distraction from the government's work. That was only 3 months into this government. Remember, they kissed hands on the 5th of July. That's the expression for the Prime Minister being appointed by the King and the other cabinet ministers. So it's partly to do with Lord Waheed Ali's donations and gifts and what was given in return. So the BBC published the fact that her salary is even higher than that of Sir Keir Starmer's. So was she just incredibly avaricious? I know she does an important role, but this salary really was exorbitant. Now, she became well known to the public about 4 years ago, when it came to light that Boris Johnson had been holding these lockdown parties, ambushed with a cake on his birthday, as he put it. So he tasked her with conducting the investigation into Partygate. Now, why did he pick her? Safe pair of hands? Was she, you know, civil service blandness personified? Wouldn't actually attribute culpability, which makes me think of the Butler inquiry. Lord Robin Butler, formerly head of the civil service, he was master of my college. I knew him quite well. But and then he had to conduct this inquiry into the use of intelligence, the lead up to the Iraq war in 2003. Now, did Sir Tony Blair pick him because he thought he's a Mandarin and speaks Mandarin, as Andrew Marr put it, that he wouldn't come down on one side or the other, he would draw no clear conclusions, blah, blah, blah. So it was collective failure, not point the finger, and really whitewash. Presumably that's why he chose him. I mean, if you got to choose the judge in your own trial, you would pick someone you think was highly sympathetic. Nemo Udix and Kausar Sua. Anyway, civil servants are meant to be anonymous. Well, they are most of the time, and neutral and permanent, how they're different from politicians. So, but then when it was announced that Sue Gray was going to take over this key role in Labour, some people say, oh, well, it proves that she's got a left-wing bias. I don't know. She might do. I mean, this is not implausible. So she stepped aside, and Morgan McSweeney, who's from Cork, hurrah, has taken over. So he's been a Labour Party member since 1998, since the Good Friday Agreement. So anyway, Miss Gray said she was delighted to have done her bit to help the Labour government deliver. But she said there's this sort of media firestorm about that, which is why she needs to step down. That's actually a very bad start for Labour. So was she a very poor choice? Was her salary just ridiculously high? So the dysfunctionality of this Labour government is incredible, considering they just won such a landslide victory. They got the, you know, the second biggest majority, you know, since 1935. It's a one-party government, the national government of 1935-31. Let's not count those. And they managed to screw up so much. Well, they can thank their lucky stars. They got such a big majority. If they had a narrow majority, they would be in serious difficulties already. Remember, they've had to suspend the whip from quite a few Labour MPs. But, you know, they've got a very healthy majority. So, you know, they're not threatened at the moment. And at this rate of decline, Labour's going to be in serious trouble by the next general election, which is not to say I think they'll lose it. I reckon they'll win it. But, you know, that's an eternity away in political terms. So there's obviously some hostility in the civil service, which is why high-ranking mandarins were willing to leak this information to the media. It's meant to be highly confidential. There's also been a lot of debate and dispute about Lord Ali. He's a Labour peer who appointed by Tony Blair back in about 1997. Who was given a temporary Downing Street pass. Now, was this quid pro quo because he gave thousands of pounds to Sir Keir Starmer to buy clothes with, let him stay in one of his London flats for free for a few weeks during his son's GCSEs, gave £16,000 to Bridget Phillipson to fund her 40th birthday party. Now, none of these things are illegal, and I think they've all been declared. All right, if someone, I mean, I don't begrudge Bridget Phillipson, the education secretary, her birthday party. Well, she's a sort of the anti-education secretary, really, if you look at her school fees tax policy, but that's another story. Does it call into question her judgment? Was she beholden into some way? Did this produce a sense of indebtedness amongst Labour cabinet ministers, which made them bend the rules and behave unethically? It does seem to be rather conflicting with the Nolan principles of probity in public life, published by Nolan back about 30 years ago in the John Major government. But there were some cabinet ministers who certainly held Sue Gray in high regard. So she's an overtly political appointment. And this is something that Maggie Thatcher brought in. It's got a lot worse since of partisanship in the civil service, there to drive forward the ideology of one party or other. But anyway, the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, has said that Sue Gray did outstanding work and she shouldn't be trolled by the media like this. And that was somehow gendered. Well, I don't think so. I don't know if anything was remotely gendered about what they said. I mean, this really is pathetic and contemptible to hide behind your sex like that. She had been a career civil servant, left the civil service, came back. She even gone off to run a pub in Northern Ireland in the 1980s, leading some people to think she was a spook. So some people in the Labour Party, supposedly the moderates, were dissatisfied that a civil servant was so high up. Anyway, so there are also four different appointments to be made, a new strategic communications lead. So what is going on in Labour? You think they would have had enough time, 14 years in opposition, to think about what they're going to do and have a plan? If they did, its unworkability is patent. Okay, so there's a lot of people don't like James Lyons, the new strategic communications chief, which is again why they've been rumbling in the media about this. So he used to work for the Sunday Times, the Daily Mirror, the main left-wing rag, did stuff for TikTok with the National Health Service and so on. So they've appointed other people like Jill Cuthbertson and Vidya Alkerson. So they've been in Labour going back way back to the years of Gordon Brown and so on. Anyway, so now Miss Gray, she's not completely out of the civil service. She's going to Wales to work in a particular role there. But, you know, there were Conservatives who held her in high regard as well. But it's just not looking good for Labour that they haven't picked wise people. They haven't managed to shield even the controversy. They're paying them ridiculously high salaries when they say, oh, well, there's very little money. Now, I know in the grand scheme of things, the budget is about £1.5 trillion. Sue Graving pay was at £300,000. That really is a drop in the ocean. But the government ought to strive for candle ends and cheese pairings and not be splurging public money as someone who was already very well paid. And a previous cabinet secretary, the most senior civil servant in the realm, said that his salary, £300,000, is actually low considering the area of responsibility. To some extent, that's true because he, as always has been he so far, is in charge of hundreds of thousands of civil servants. But on the other hand, the civil service is not highly paid. You accept that. If you don't accept that, leave. If you think you're not paid what you deserve, you go and find that job that pays you the salary you think you're worth. Okay? There are advantages to civil service. It's the last job for life. You can join at 18, stay till 67. So long as you keep your nose clean, you are unsackable. And it's 40 hours weeks, it's very rarely more. Okay, there are times in very important, high-pressured roles they will make people work longer hours. And I'm pretty tough to tell when she's Home Secretary, she was bitterly unpopular for supposedly dumping lots of work on people's desk at 5 p.m. on Friday, saying, I want it done by Monday. And that'd be a lot of reading, a lot of writing over the weekend. If your weekend plans, she didn't care. Okay, this is urgent. You booked a city break. It's your daughter's whatever sports day. It's a wedding anniversary. I don't want to know. So maybe that's for the salary is not enough for those sort of situations. But if you can't leave, and actually the civil service has been expanding, so they will do less work each. They're less productive, getting easier. Many hands make light work. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.